Hi there. Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. How come sometimes we just feel stuck? We get trapped in a negative or fearful mindset or anxiety and worry. We know it doesn't serve us, but we still can't stop doing it. How can we move on from that? Or perhaps with a behaviour we're doing, we know it doesn't serve us, we still do it. We get frustrated with ourselves. In this episode, we dive in to explore what it is that keeps us feeling stuck. What we can do about it to move on, to create more of the life we want, to be more of the person we want to be. Well, let's dive in and move on from being stuck. Hi there. Perhaps as an area of your life, you feel a bit trapped and stuck, where there's some unhelpful behaviours you know aren't serving you, but the harder you try, you can't seem to break the cycle. Maybe you'll drink less, or get to the gym more, change your eating, or just even worry less. We sometimes have these behaviours and these patterns we know don't serve us, but as hard as we try, we can't seem to break the cycle. Why is this? It's almost as if a part of us is addicted to that unhelpful behaviour. And that's probably what's going on. I want to share with you the psychology behind addiction, the addiction cycle. Because often we're so focused on the behaviour, we can't change that. But if you begin to understand what's driving the behaviour, and you can begin to see what's trapping you in the cycle, you can break the cycle. So here we have the addiction cycle, the psychology of addiction. And as you can see, what drives a behaviour is an emotion. We're not aware actually how much our emotions drive our behaviours. So an alcoholic may drink to numb uncomfortable feelings or just feel better. You can be aware sometimes we eat to comfort ourselves. We worry to stop us feeling fear, maybe. So our emotions drive our behaviours. And largely we're not actually in control of our emotions, so largely we're actually not in control of our behaviours. But then what follows is a judgment. So an alcoholic typically in the morning might feel remorse or guilt, or just judge themselves as being weak and not be able to change their behaviours. So these judgments, what do? They create more uncomfortable feelings we don't want to feel, which means which lead to more behaviours, which numb and change our feelings. And thus the cycle goes round. So if you want to break this cycle, my suggestion is not focusing on the behaviour, but be more aware of this judgment. I've shared this with alcoholics and they've had amazing shifts just by being aware of this, letting go of the judgment for two reasons. One is, well, as I said before, if you're not in control of your emotions, emotions are spontaneous. Emotions are thoughts that come alive in your nervous system. So it's not your fault you have a particular emotion. And the second thing is, well, judgment's the opposite of love, unconditional love. And what's often behind are these unhelpful behaviours and the emotions is like an inner child in us just crying out to feel loved and safe unconditionally, and it's just looking in the wrong place for the answer. And when you have judgment, you're making that inner child feel worse. So just try it. Next time you're aware of a feeling or a behaviour, a thing you're trying to shift and let go of, and you feel you're trapped and you're caught into this unhelpful behaviour cycle, instead of getting frustrated with yourselves or beating yourself up, how about give yourself some self-compassion, some self-love? And you'll be amazed how that can have the power to break the cycle. You won't be piling more and more self-loathing or beating yourself up on these unpleasant emotions on you that you again want to numb and get rid of or try and change through a behaviour. You have more self-love and self-compassion. You'll feel the less of a need to have those unhelpful behaviours. So have fun exploring this and enjoy breaking the cycle for you.